Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Lamed Daled, the last full daf here in the third parak, parak Aruga, relating to Kilay Zra'im. And we continue, we're in the middle of a Mishnah. The Mishnah that discusses the halachas of planting gourds. We've had a lot of discussion in the past couple of days and weeks about dalaz. Dalaz is one of those examples of growth, a yarek that has very far-reaching vines, and therefore there's more chumrah by it than by other vegetables. We said in the Mishnah that if you have a single gourd, a dalas, put a seed in the ground and it's going to grow a gourd tree. So dalas yet biyerek kiyerek, a single gourd is like you treat it like yerek biyerek, which requires six tfachim. And if you plant this single gourd next to tua, so then it needs a base rova. If you plant the whole shura, so that it's more makel, as we said. If you plant the whole shura, you have a tfua field, and you want to plant the whole shura of deluin, so then six tfachim, right? Six tfachim. One delua next to tua would need a base rova, the ten amos, but if it's a whole row, then six tfachim. So one gourd or a whole field requires a base rova. One gourd or a whole field of gourds requires a base rova, while a shura of gourds requires six tfachim. And if it grows, so then one has to uproot it. Rabbi Yossi is more machmer. Rabbi Yossi says even for a row, you need four amos. Rabbi Yossi is more machmer, four amos for a row. So now the Gemara continues commenting on Rabbi Yossi. Amru lo, so the Chacham say to Rabbi Yossi, how is that possible? You have a row of deluin next to a field of tfua that requires four amos. Amrulo atach rezumen agefen. You're going to tell me this is more chamor than a vine, right? Because after all, if you have a row of vines next to tfua, all you need is six tvachim. So you're telling me a row of gourds next to a vine is more chamor, but vines are always more chamor. This is a great segue until the next part of the Masechta, as Hashem will pick up with next time. But the Mara Folda says, Hatach Rezumen Agefen, Ditzan Lekaman, because we learned in next week on Dav Mem, Hanotei Ashura Shel Chamesh Kefanim. If somebody plants a row of five vines, one row, five vines in the row, Beisilal Omrim Eino Kerem, Veino Nosin Lo Avodes HaKerem, one row is not called Avodes HaKerem. It's not called a vineyard, and you don't need the whole four amos around, right? All you need is six tvachim. So one row of vines next to tfua needs six tvachim. Ve'en lahachmir hacha bedluin. Shein kilay zraim yoser mi kilay akerim. Kilay zraim are always more kal than kilay akerim. So why here, Reb Yossi, you say you need four amos, right? Wouldn't you need only six tvachim when it comes to a vine? The Tosfos Yontif points out, Kilei HaKerem are Aser Bahana'a and have more requirements. So what exactly is the reason that here Rabbi Yossi is more machmir by Kilei Zra'im? So the Amar Leh, Rabbi Yossi answers, well, you know, Kilei Zra'im, we've spoken about it many times, it's all about Maris Ayin. It's all about how it looks. Yes, a vine has certain standards that are generally more machmir than Kilei Zra'im. But the Maris Ayin issue works out cool on the Chumran. If you have something that grows a lot, very fast, it intertwines, then you're going to have more Chumra. Amar Lahen, Matsinu Shezu Chamurim and a Geffen. You do find that sometimes Kilei Zra'im can be more Chumra than Geffen. Shel a Geffen, Yechidis, Nosan Lavodas Hashish HaTvachim. Because for one Geffen, not a Kerem, for one Geffen, so you would give six Tvachim. Ula Dalas Yechidis Beis Rova. And for one dalas, you're going to give a base rova, because you go by, when it comes to dalas, when it comes to kilei zra'im, you go by growth properties, and you have to adjust it, and it could be the, you don't go by chumras ha'isser. Yes, kilei hakerem in general has a more chumras ha'isser, but here, you go by the growth properties, and if the growth properties spread out very fast and very wide, then that's what you have to go by, right? See the Mara Folda again. Matzino lo shezu chamurim en agefen. Af agav deisser kilei zra'im. Even though in general Kilei Zra'im we would say objectively is more kal than Kilei HaKerem, Mikol Makom, Ha'ashkechan B'Geffen Yechidi, you find, if you have one vine, Kishabalita B'Tfua, Nosel Avodasa V'Tfachim. But if you have one vine, not even a row, just one vine, all you need is six Tfachim around it. And for the Dalas Yechidi, what do we say in the first line of our Mishnah? First line of our Mishnah, one Dala'as next to Tfua, you need a base Rova. So you see, there's this chumras that come up to Kilei Zra'im that Kilei HaKerem don't have. That's just because of the properties that we have of that. Good. Rabbi Meir Omer, next sheet in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir is much more machmir than the Tanakama or Rabbi Yossi. Right? Tanakama Rabbi Yossi said, if you have one gourd, right, we just said, one gourd, one dalas, one single gourd, next to tua, you need a base rova. Need a base rova. Rabbi Yossi argued about what about a shura? But everybody agreed so far that you need one gourd, you need a base rova around. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Bishum, Rabbi Yishmael? No. Kol shlosha dluin lebase sa'ah. Right? If you have three diluin, three single diluin, a base saw, has 24 base rovas. Lo yavi zera latok base saw. Then you can't bring any zera, you can't bring any tua into that whole area. So that's a much larger shear than the Tanakama. Right? Again, the Tanakama says, as long as you have one gourd, you could have a base rova and then plant tefua. Remeir, the name of Rabbi Yishmael, says no. If you have three single gourds and a base saw, right, which is 24 base rovas, then you can't bring any zera there. Rabbi Yossi ben Hachotef Efratim, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, a different view in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Different view of the name of Rabbi Yishmael. So, again, a chomer view. Kol shlosha diluin lebase kur, or any three diluin in a base kur. Base kur is 30 base saw, much larger. Lo yavi zera latoch base kur. You can't plant anything else in the base kur. So again, the very high standards for a diluin. When you have two opinions here, b'shem Rabbi Yishmael, we like to quote that Rashi in Maseches Ksubis, where Rashi quotes that even though we say elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, even though that's what the Baskol told us, Erev in Daf Yud Gimel, that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argued for 3 years, right? Elu said halacha k'maseinu, elu amr halacha k'maseinu, but the Baskol said elu ve'elu v'halacha k'beis Hillel, that both have valuable content and worth to study in terms of Talmud Torah, but you know the halacha is like one. But Rashi says there in Ksubis Nun Vav Nun Zayin, I think it's Nun Zayin, that Rashi says that when it comes to what a Rebbe said, so then maybe you can say Elu Ve'elu. The Rebbe only said one thing. Either the Rebbe said Mudra Rasser, the Rebbe here, Rabbi Yishmael, said one or the other. Unless you say that different stages of Rabbi Yishmael's life, he changed his mind over time. So we'll have to see, you know, if the Gemara talks about this, as we will see at the end of the last few lines of the parak. But that's in terms of the different deos in the names of Rabbi Yishmael. But it's the second one is a very unusual name, Rabbi Yossi ben Hachotef. What is ben Hachotef? Hachotef, and it's a question of whether it's Efrati or Efratim. So question Ben Hachotef, so you look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky here. Ben Hachotef, Shehaya Chotef Mitzvos. His father wasn't even known by a name. He was known as the Mitzvah Grabber. The Mitzvah Grabber. Wow. Melech HaShlomo also on Mishnah is quote this, the Mitzvah Grabber. We have to be Chotef Mitzvos, right? Even if it's only, it's not even a full Mitzvah. We try to be chotei mitzvahs. We try to be azaris. Remember the Chafetz Chaim, the Rambam on Pirkei Avos, where he talks about be zara about a mitzvah, mitzvahs. So the Rambam writes there that even if it's a partial mitzvah, that's based on the Rashi. Rashi from Maseches Machas Daf Tes. The Gemara says there, afal pi she'ein shalosh shebira yardin koltos, achi yavdilu osan sheberet Yisrael. Even though the Ari Miklat wouldn't work until they were all separated. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing, separating three Ari Miklat, if they weren't going to work, so to speak, until after Yeshua ben Nun did his part? Moshe yada kfar shalo yikan his laret Yisrael. So why did he separate the three? What did Moshe say? I could do the part, half a mitzvah. I'll do the half a mitzvah. I won't be able to finish it. Okay, I'll do what I can. I will be fulfilled, says the Chafetz Chaim in Parshas Vayeschanan. Ubaze yuvnu heite. Based on this, we could be understand the Chazal and Avos Rabbi Nasan. Al tarchik atzmacha mimida she'in lakitzva. Do not distance yourself from something that doesn't have an end, from something infinite. Umi malacha she'in la gemira, and from malacha that doesn't have an end. Meaning, I might say, if I can't finish it, why should I even start? Pirish. Ki yadua sha'yetzer mefat esa adam milakayim mitzvah shmiras alashin. And the Chavetz Chaim specifically talks about lashon hara. The yetzer hara seduces us and convinces us and says, about lashon hara. V'amar lo ma to'eles tagia lacha. Im tilmod v'tamik bazeh inyan. If you learn hilchas shmiras alashin, ha'im tuchal hagia ad kitzvasa. V'lishbar espicha kol yemei chayecha. You'll never trip up. You'll never say lashon hara. You'll never talk about other people. So the Yitzhara says, so why even start? Yoser tov lecha shlo taschil bezu amita klal. Don't start. That's the language of the Avos Rabbi Nasan. Al tarchik atzmacha. Ki mida shein lakitzvah bizmanu v'inyan. Wazeh batan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zak dahabai. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahabai. V'horelonu b'dvarav haksarim. He teaches us in his short, pithy words, she'be'emes lochein adavar, she'lo yarchik atzmo mimida she'in lakitzva. Don't distance yourself. Halamazed do melech, achalach al sfasayam, it's like somebody who's walking on the sea. V'rashayam poleit avanim tovosu margalias, and he sees that the sea is spitting out pearls and jewels. Klum yisrasham milalaktan, will somebody say, well, there's millions of jewels, I'm never be able to get all of them, so might as well not get any of them. No, you get as much as you can. Bishvil shel yumshach zman lekitas and racho shatayim halogam hamaat hazeh tov lo yoser milul kod mea yamim avni binyam avni gazus. Even a few hours of collecting these jewels is better than collecting 100 days worth of stones. Vizeo kavanas akasav, and that's the pasuk imtivakshena kakesef. Right, this says this in some the beginning of some Gemaras. If you seek it out like silver, shitzarecha adam lehisnaheg bevakashas atachlas hanitzchis, you have to try to act, trying to get the Torah Hashem kemo shehu misnaheg bevakashas akesef vechipas hamatmanios, like you would search for treasures. Va'afim lo yuchal le'asof kol akesef hamatmanios, even though you can't get everything, lo yisaso miloko mashabekocho, try to get everything that you can. And the footnotes they quote, this is also in the one of the Hagdamas of the Shmiras Halashen, u'b'shem gonechan mesaprim shesholo oso adam im lo kivim barov atfila, somebody didn't have kavana in Shmon Esrei v'uo mikvar besof atfila, he's ready at modim im kedailas gaber ato l'chave nafilu chelekat beatfila. You know, I'm ready at modim. Okay, next Shmon Esrei I'll be better. He says, no, right now. You have one bracha left right now. Grab it. Like this Tana in our Mishnah, this anonymous Tana that we're able to talk about grabbing mitzvahs based on a Rabbi Yossi ben Achotef. Right? And but in the footnote, he quotes, and he gave a mashal. Lenara shamda b'shuk basal gadol shel yirakos limkar. She's in a vegetable marketplace and she has a basket of vegetables to sell. Upaga ba'anes echad. And somebody starts coming over and grabbing some of her vegetables. Vanara amda nifheles v'lo yadam alaso. She doesn't know what to do. So what does someone say? Okay, leave it. Just run away. Leave your basket. No! What does the pikeach say? Take your basket and run. Save whatever you can. Gam at chatfi. V'chom ha'shatali b'yadcha yeshalcha. So too Shmon Esrei, so too the Amida, Hayetim is Gabra la Adam Umapel of Atzlus, Machshava Zoros, right? The Yitzhara puts a laziness in Machshava Zoros, okay, right? Then we lose most of the Tefillah, and then we're towards the end, and what do we say? Okay, I lost it. No, grab what you can. You can get Shema Koleinu, you can get Sim Shalom, you know, whatever you can, you know, that is what you should try to do. And then he quotes the Ari Miklat example that we just gave. So that's chotef mitzvahs. Chotef mitzvahs, we have to do our best to try to be chotef and act like a zariz, right? We know that's the first midah, the first pair of midos that the Mesillas Yesharim talks about, zehirus and zrizus. And zrizus, right? Zrizus, acting in a way that you see a mitzvah in front of you, you have to try to do what you can, right? Zrizus, right? That's the Mesillas Yesharim says, hu hakdama lemitzvahs ula hashlamas inyanam. Right, this is the hakdama, the introduction for all mitzvahs. V'zeh ki kamosh etzorach pikfus gadov hashkafa rabba lihi notzel mi mokshe hayetzer uluhi mali minara. Just like when I spoke about zehirus, you have to have focus in order to not fall into any pits. Shelo yishlot banu lihisari b'maseinu, so that there won't be anything that mixes up in our actions. Kainzorach pikfus gadol v'hashkafa leachos b'mitzvos v'lezakos b'hem v'shlot tavdanim imenu, and not to not to lose any single mitzvah. Ki kamosha misabe v'mishadol hayitzar l'ptach b'losav. Just like the Yitzhar tries lahapilas adam to make us fall into chait, he tries to get us not to want to do mitzvahs and be misatzel. And therefore we have to make sure that we do what we can not to have that atzlus. There is one type of a grabbing that maybe is not the most appropriate. And that's the Gemara in Maseches Chulin when we talk about grabbing a mitzvah from someone else. Right, that we have to be careful. We have to grab mitzvahs, but we have to make sure that we don't grab mitzvahs from others, and that's the sugya of chotef mitzvah, the sugya of ten zehuvim. That's the Gemara in Chulin, and daf pei zayinim and aleph, where the Gemara talks about ma'isa ve'echad she'shachat ve'kadam chaveiro v'chisa. Right, somebody is about to somebody shechs an animal, and then somebody else comes and does kisui hadam. Right, this is also important for the sugya of the relationship between shechita and kisui. Right, you might have said, what does shechita do with kisui? I shecht it, and then somebody else wants to be mechase ma'akesher. Right, to the kisui. No, once you do the shechita, then the shochet has the kedima to cover. If somebody else comes and does the kisi adam, v'chiver Rabbi Gamliel litain lo yud zehuvim. Rabbi Gamliel is machayiv him to give him 10 gold coins. 10 gold coins, because that's the payment, so to speak, of stealing a mitzvah. Many fascinating inyanim and sugyas that come up regarding this sugya of chotev mitzvah. Just to quote the story that's quoted by all the Rishonim, the Rush on that Gemara in Chulin in the 6th Perek quotes what happened if somebody is. There was a story. Let's find the where the story starts. There's a story of a moel. Maisa be'echad. She'amar lemoel echad. She'yamol es beno. It's a story that somebody said to the moel. Mal my son. And the moel is about to mal. And somebody else comes and pushes him away. And does the mila. Right? So moel number one is knocked out. And moel number two does the mila. V'tava harishon. She'amar lo ha'avlamulo. Min ha'sheni. Asar zuhuvim. So the first moel goes to the second moel and says, hey, you owe me 10 gold coins. You owe me 10 gold coins, or you stole the mitzvah from me. And Rabbeinu Tam patered. Patered Rabbeinu Tam. Why did Rabbeinu Tam pater? For technical reasons. We don't have the power. Our Bezdin doesn't have the authority. Sounds like, really, the second Moel is chayiv to the first Moel to pay him, but Bezdin does not have the authority to do that type of din today. Even if he took it. The kivan shahaya shambashas mila va'ana amen, and then he adds, since he was there, did the mall say amen? The second mall say amen to the first, did the first mall say amen to the second mall? So he said amen, so you know what? He gets credit. Godol ha'ona amen yosem ana mavarech. That's another element, right? Maybe the bezin can't do it. Then another element of he said amen, vim lo ana amen iu da afsar anafshe. V'chulu. And if you skip though down to a couple lines later on, towards the end of the piece, says the Rush. Ubalav hanach taimi de Rabbeinu Tam nearly liftara moel. Even without the reasons of Rabbeinu Tam, I think the moel should be putter. Why? The afal pisha amar ha'av lamoel echad lamules bino. These words are spoken about by many achronim. Even though the father told the moel to mal his son, lo zacha ba'osa ha-mitzvah. The moel wasn't zoche in the mitzvah to be mechayiv someone else if somebody steals it. L'chayiv acherim kadam va'asa. V'lodam yel akisui da'amr Torah v'shavav akisa mishavav v'yichase. It's not as connected of kisui hadam to the shechita. V'chein ha'av shachayiv lamulas b'no. V'ratza lamula v'kadam acher chayiv. Right? Also, if a father starts to do the mila and somebody else steals it, then chayiv. Aval, but once the father says he gives it to the shliach, avalim eina av rotza lamulo, kol Yisrael chayiv lamulo. He didn't steal the mitzvah from the moel because it wasn't the moel's mitzvah. What does that mean? So there are some the shach based on an arzarua. There's no shlichus by mila. The mitzvah is only for the father. That is a big discussion. If you look in Rav Asher Weiss is sefer on brachos. So he discusses this at length in terms of shlichus b'mila. He has a different reason why the asara zehuvim do not have to be paid in Rabbeinu Tam's case, right? He says this in Parshas Lech Lecha. He says the whole idea of the payment has to do with the skula of the mitzvah. It says, why does it the other way? He says, why doesn't he have to pay the father? Right, fine, the second Moel doesn't have to pay the first Moel, but why doesn't he have to pay the father? So the answer is, Nira Lomar Biyasodin Shlichus. He says, Dein Din Shlichus Biskula Ella Bedinim. There's no Shlichus. When it comes to, let's say, there's a special skula and aura of a mitzvah when you do it. That's not transferred in Shlichus. Right, that's not transferred in Shlichus. And the somebody else does a mitzvah for me, I don't get the aura of that mitzvah. And the Yud Zehuvim have to do with that, have to do with the skulis of a mitzvah, and therefore it wouldn't have to be paid in this case to the father. So again, that's a big discussion relating to grabbing mitzvahs. But again, this is all coming from our Mishnah, where it talks about the Chotev. The Chotev, Rabbi Yossi ben HaChotev, said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, the higher shear for Deluim planted by Tfuah. Good, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So the Pnei Moshe understands this line, different Pshatim. Pnei Moshe understands this line to be a second answer to the question we asked on yesterday's daf. Remember yesterday, we had a machlokes between Chizkiah and Shmuel about Rabbi Yishmael's Shita in the Mishnah Daf Lama Beis Mabeis. Rabbi Shmuel said, Shmuel said that, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you always need 12 amos. You always need 12 amos in between Deluins. and the Kahana said, no, it's a sliding scale. Rabbi Shmuel sometimes requires 12, sometimes 16, sometimes 8. So it's machlokas. The Gemara asked there on Daf Lama Gimel Amud Aleph, if you say like Shmuel, that Rabbi Yishmuel always needs 12, what's the difference between him and the Chachamim? They both hold you always need 12. So one answer we had, smicha. Smicha, can you be right next to it? According to Rabbi Yishmuel, you still need 2 amos space in between, and the Chachamim say you don't. So now we have another answer. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Afilu Shura Yechidus Dotson La'avoda. Ah, according to Rabbi Yishmael, the first opinion, even if you have one row of dalas, the Mishnah's case was where you had 2 rows of gourds, how much space do you leave in between? So Rabbi Yishmael says, even if you have one row of gourds, you have to leave avoda, you have to leave the space next to it. According to the Chachamim, you don't. According to the Chachamim, the last sheet of the Mishnah, you only need a telem katan. That's how you understand the Mishnah. This line of the Gemara, according to the Pnei Moshe, it's a second answer to that earlier question. Okay, period. Couple of questions. Ma litein avoda le Russian, the Girsa of the Gra and the Girsa of Chaim Kanievsky, Russian the heads. Meaning, we have been talking about you planting rows next to each other and how much space is needed for rows next to each other. But let's say for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said that for a row of Deluin next to Tua, you need 4 amos. Do you only need that 4 amos if they're side by side? What if you want to plant the Tua at the head, at the top of the row? At the top of the row, do you also need space there at the Rosh Hashura? So Ma Litein Avoda LaRasha, do you need the same space, according to Rabbi Yossi, by the head? So Kamas, the Gemara answers, Kamas, the Tamar Gabi Kerem, Nosin Avoda LaRashin, just like by a Kerem, yes, we're going to learn that you need the same space by the heads, Af Hacha, Nosin Avoda LaRashin. So to hear. Look how the Rav Chaim Kanievsky understands the Gemara, A Rabbi Yossi boy. Right, it's referring back to Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. The sphere lay denostin l'shura deluin avodasa arba amos. For every row of deluin next to tua, you need the 4 amos. Im hu rak bizorea bitsara shura. Is that only if he plants next to the shura, side by side? Aval kasherosa l'zra barosha shura kazeh. But if it's at the head, at the tip, at the top, she'ein azora rores kol ashura, where they're not next to each other. Efshar to modul chachamim the sagi b'shisha tvachim. Maybe there it would be enough. He would agree to the rabbanan that it would be enough to have 6 tvachim. So the Gemara answers no. It's just like a kerem. The kerem has the same requirement by the heads. So too here. Also another question. Ma'al lizra bein hagumos. But if you have, and again, there's a picture in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you have the holes that you plant the deluin in, the big holes that you plant the deluin in. Between those holes, could you plant tiny little things in between those holes in little dots? Again, let's see Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Lizra bein agumos, bein dilua lidilua, between the gourds, ve'eno somech betzad shura dilua, not next to it, but in between. Efshar dekilmen ashura. Maybe it's more kal than a whole row next to it. V'chashiv zorea eitzal dalas yichidus. V'ein tzorach la'archa gam ha'amos kazeh. And maybe you don't have to be marchik the dalan amos. So what's the halacha there? Ma'al lezra ben agumos. So the Gemara answers again. Kama de tamar gabe kerem. Also lezra ben agafanim. Just like we said, if you have gafanim within a row, you're not allowed to plant within those. Of hachas lezra ben agumos. So to hear, you can't plant within. Interesting, the Mara Fulda points out that we asked, what did we just say? Could you plant between the gumos? And we say, well, just like by kerem it's aser, so too by here by Zerah Mitzasser. But he points out that the Gemara later on, Adaf Nun Beis, asked the same question by Gfanim and says, well, if it's Zasser by Zerahim, it's Zasser by Gfanim. So, one second, that's the opposite type of the line. So the Mara Folda says, we have a Mesorah that one of them is Zasser. So by each question, we say, well, maybe the other one's Zasser, and we learn it from the other one. So that's how he understands it. He says, V'abaye im apshitus isa barish perikvav lini Gfanim upasha me'acha. Dahashas kibo meyachan mehen shehu aser. There's a mesorah that the Gemara has that it's aser by one of them. Ve'ena yodea ezohi, and we don't know which one. Upashadacha mehasam or mehasam mehacha. So we learned each one from the other one, but we're really not sure exactly. Okay. Next, Rabbi Yonah boy, nata chamisha deluin v'samchan legeder. If I have 5 deluin, but I supported them on a fence. Ma'u litein la hilchos aris. What's the halacha? We're going to learn, by the Hashem, that from a kerem, we know, you have to have 4 amos away. From avodis, for the avodis hakerem, the area that's required to work the vineyard, you're not allowed to plant anything within 4 amos of a kerem. If you have one row of vines, that's not a kerem, that's just a vine. One row, you have to have 6 tvachim away. That's it, just 6 tvachim. But if that row is supported and is raised up on poles, like often vineyards are, then it's called an aris, and you need 4 amos away. Right? So it has more significance. It has more significance when it's raised up. So the question here is, do we say that gourds also have significance when they are raised up? Again, anavim, a row of grapes, if it's not raised up, that's another din of aris, you only need 6 tvachim away. But if it's raised up, it's called an aris, ayin reish yud samach, and you need 4 amos away. So what about when it comes to the gourds, the diluin? Do we say that if it's raised up also, they have this chumrah of aris, or not? So there is no answer given to that question. Okay, so I'll have to wait and see. So now the Gemara says, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave all of these special halachas regarding diluin gourds. So this for sure applies to the dala'as yevanis, which has the most intertwining vines and the longest. Does it apply to other gourds? Mahu. Bechala diluin misharin alo. Does it apply to the other gourds? Marafulda. Minema. Didafka badalas yevanis myri. Velo mitzris. Is it only by the Greek dalas? Or is it even by the mitzri dalas? So the Gemara answers, well, kamakom shasisa kisha supola mitzri kadalas yevanis. We've had already numerous times. If you put the kishus and the pola mitzri, other types of related melon-like gourds, if you say that those are like dalas yevanis, so then ata ose dalas mitzris kadalas yevanis. So if those are included, and those are even less spreading their tentacles, so then you should say dalas mitzris is also included. Vikan, but here you didn't include it. Vikan, here you only said Dalas Yevanis, you didn't include the other related ones, so Einata Osa Dalas Mitzri Kadalas Yevanis, so then we would say you would not include the Dalas Mitzri. It's a special din by Dalas Yevanis. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, back to Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said, Nostin, you give to a row, right? You give to a row, you need 4 amos. Even though a row of regular vegetables, a row of regular vegetables next to tefuah would only be 6 tvachim, but for the diluin, you need 4 amos, because the diluin is always more chamor than other vegetables. Even if you would plant an individual plant, right, like we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, even one plant of diluin would require a base rova, as we said. A shur is more mako, but it's still 4 amos, still 4 amos. So ask the Gemara v'sivine, why didn't the Rabbanon answer the following to Rabbi Yossi? Why didn't the Rabbanan answer the following to Rabbi Yossi? That's how the Marafolda understands it. Rabbi Yossi, svara, behind what he said in the Mishnah was that, well, even one individual plant needs a base rova, so surely a row should require for 4 amos. So why did the Rabbanan answer the following? If you have the vegetables, all the coolers of vegetables that we've had is only if you're growing them in order to consume them and eat them. But what if you're growing vegetables in order to take the seeds and replant them? Then they have the halacha of tevuah, because you're going to leave them in for a while, and therefore you need a base rova between these vegetables and other vegetables. It'll be like tevuah and yerek. So the Gemara says, Hari Mikhaim Klachim Lachim Lizera. If you have the moist Klachim, you're going to leave them there for the seeds. Yechidim Tzorach Lifnos Lahem Base Rova. If they're singular, you have to leave a base Rova because they have the status of Tua. Olas is Lamechitza Gavoa Sarat Tvachim. Or build a big wall. So Kalhu Beshura. So you see that sometimes Yechidim are very Chamor. Right, if you have a plant, a Kalach that you're having for seeds, it's very Chamor. But you won't have that Chumor by Yeshura. So, Rabbi Yossi, why do you have to be so machmer by Yeshura? Rabbi Yeshura, you have to have 4 amos. Min ma de lo masavle, from the fact that they didn't ask this to Rabbi Yossi, it must be that Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with that. Havi kein, Rabbi Yossi, savar meimar hi shur hi maruba. It must be like Rabbi Yossi would say, by a shura or by a maruba, by anything, you would have the chumrah. You wouldn't have a kula by shura. By the fact that the Rabbanan did not ask that to Rabbi Yossi, it must be Rabbi Yossi would have answered, I don't agree with that, and therefore, that's why they didn't ask it. Where did this whole idea come from? De'amar Rabbi Yonah, Where do we see that a kelach echidi is chamur? The Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosi, Lila, b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, hamakayim kelach echad b'toch shelo lizera. If somebody has a one stalk that he's holding on to seed to get the seeds out and replant, tzorach lahafros lo beis rova, olasos lo mechitza gavos haratvachem. You have to leave space or plant to put a wall up. Ilu min bemino. Even if it's the same type of vegetable, but one of them is being used for consumption and one of them is for seeds, you still need that space in between. And the Gemara can't even fathom that. The Gemara says on the next line, Hesav Rebun Barchia Kumi Reb Zira, Vatanina Kuzbar Shazara Lazera, Yuraka Pater. If you have coriander that you planted for seeds, Yuraka Pater, that its leaves are going to be putter from Mysris. Right? Because the Iker is the seeds. But what do you see from there? Seeds are also edible. If seeds could be chayiv and maaser, so seeds are also edible. So how can you say even min bamino, you're going to need the separation? They're both edible. So the Gemara answers, no. Amar le shani hi kuzbar, shiv izara ne'echolin. By kuzbar, the seeds are edible. But by other things, when you leave them, they're not edible, and therefore it's considered tfua, and you would need the space in between or a wall. Okay, we'll stop here, Beth Hashem. We'll continue next time.